Next, we have commentary by David Hirsch, who is the editor-in-chief at Middle East Eye. Here he examines the two-state solution versus the one-state solution.
It is painfully clear that the prospect of creating a Palestinian state alongside one that defines itself as Jewish is zero. There are 700,000 settlers in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and not an Israeli politician or movement in sight who is prepared to remove them. Quite the contrary, annexation exists at two speeds. Creeping annexation, tolerated by a broad spectrum of the Israeli political elite from the centre to the right, and annexation tomorrow, as proposed by the National Religious Movement. This force is in the driving seat. So why does the international community continue to advocate for a two-state solution when the Oslo Accords have essentially become unattainable? The short answer is that while Oslo as a path to peace is clearly dead, as a formula for maintaining the occupation, Oslo is alive and well. Just think for a moment, what would happen if Oslo were abandoned? The Palestinian president would resign and call elections. Those elections would be free and fair. Neither Israel nor Washington could cast a veto over the process or the outcome. Fatah would probably lose in the West Bank, but could win in Gaza. It would soon become clear that the best hope of all the Palestinian factions would be to form a government of national unity. But Palestinians would actually have a leadership they elected. Not only would the PA be reinvigorated, but so too would all the other bodies whose life has been sucked out of them, the PNC and the PLO. The new Palestinian leadership would stop security cooperation with Israel, which is a euphemism for letting soldiers, undercover squads, roam all over the territory that they control. The forces under the PA's control would then come face to face with Israeli soldiers and settlers, especially if the PA did its job and actually defended Arab towns from settler attacks. Israel would have to start treating the PA with respect, not simply as another arm of occupation. If Oslo were abandoned, the international community couldn't threaten to cut off PA funds because they would be damaging the formation of a Palestinian state, which they then would have to recognize. Now, do you seriously see all that happening? I, for one, don't. And that's the answer to the question of why a two-state solution still lives on in the bosom of every government in Europe and the US and around the world. But let us be clear. Oslo exists today not as a peace process. That can only come when the occupation becomes too costly for the occupiers. Only then will they start to negotiate. When that happens, there can only be one solution. One state for all its peoples, with equal rights. Only then will the occupation, the nightmare of occupation, be over.